Welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And this month, we've been taking a look back at 2014 trends in various realms of content management, and also starting to foreshadow some of what we might expect next year. So today, I'm very pleased to have with me an independent industry analyst and principal at Bach & Company, and that's Jeff Bach. So Jeff, welcome.
Thank you, and it's good to be here.
It's great to have you. This is our first podcast together, I hope one of several. So Jeff, we started to talk about some of the themes that we really wanted to touch on today. And I have a bunch of questions for you, as per usual, with my trusty experts. So my first one for you is, and we've talked about this a little bit offline, is that web content management systems as kind of a software category are kind of being subsumed by web experience management. So why is that? And what kinds of experiences do you expect on the horizon for next year?
Well, thanks, Lauren. Well, you know, we've been in the midst of a not-so-subtle shift within the content management industry for a couple of years. You know, and we say the popularity of web content management is waning and is being replaced by web experience management. This raises a really simple question. Really, how can content be transformed into an experience? And I think this has been an ongoing issue for a number of years, but it's really come to a head in 2014. We're increasingly expecting that our environments are going to become smarter, that they're going to understand our queries, and that our environments are going to understand our context, and perhaps even at some point in the future, our intentions. Now, what's happening in terms of the underlying technologies, and I like to talk a lot about second and third generation web content management systems. These are systems that separate content from presentation, and they assemble self-contained chunks of information, often termed content snippets, on the fly. And these are very good not only for publishing content to websites, but also to publishing content to mobile sites and what we call multi-channel experiences. And I think what's important to realize is that the content is going to be dynamically organized and rendered for these different devices. And so the same information is going to be available to full-screen web browsers, to tablets, and smartphones. And then something else happens. This notion of context comes in. And to make websites, or to make digital experiences contextually aware, there needs to be a lot more intelligence added to the underlying information sources. And so another very important trend that we've been seeing increasingly the last year or two is really this awareness of metadata. People will be talking about the metadata associated with their content and how these systems handle the metadata and really manage the metadata really becomes the crux of the matter. Now, the final thing to mention here is that the metadata is not only available on the content elements themselves, but increasingly we're getting other kinds of metadata that comes into the environment from the devices which people are using, which an awareness of who the people are, who the users are, what they're trying to do. And so there's much more of a back and forth conversation that's going on in terms of managing different kinds of metadata. So people don't necessarily talk about the importance of metadata, but they'll increasingly hear, I'm hearing conversations about people talk about how important it is to personalize content and to make the content contextually aware and contextually relevant. And for me, that means that, oh, there's going to be a lot more information known about who the people are, what they're trying to do, and what their contexts are. And this is going to require, at a technical level, a much richer environment of metadata.
So let me ask you this, because you and I were both just at the Gilbain conference. And there, I had a few different conversations, and I also heard in sessions a lot of talk about personalization. And some people said, you know, in some ways, personalization is overrated. If you're on Amazon and you've, or if you're on Best Buy, for example, and you've already bought a TV, and Best Buy continues to kind of serve up to you contextualized messaging about another TV that you could buy, what's the usefulness of that for the user or the company? So, does personalization need to kind of be stepped up a level to be really intelligent here, or what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I laugh because I first encountered this problem where in the early days of the web, my wife, who's a psychologist, asked me to go on Amazon and to buy her a couple of psychology books. And then all of a sudden, Amazon thought that I was a psychologist as opposed to an industry analyst. And all of my all of the choices they were making for me suddenly became psychology books. I think the problem with personalization is that you really have to define what it is and what you're trying to personalize and under what context. Personalization is a marketing term. It's not necessarily a good content design or system design term. So in all of the work that we do with content management, and another important theme I think I also heard at the Gilbane conference, is the importance of creating customer scenarios and trying to define in some detail the user experience or the customer experience. And in order to do that, you have to get very precise about what it is the person is doing and what kinds of information that they need to have. And then you have to ask the second question. Once they achieve one task, then what do you do? How do you kind of keep them going, keep them engaged? The issue you ask with Best Buy, I would identify as really one of a failure of design. And believe me, I've encountered this problem time and again all over the web. Once I've bought that TV, the last thing I really want to know is about all the other TVs that I didn't buy. But if we give it some thought, and if Best Buy would give it some thought, maybe there's something about the viewing experience that Best Buy would like to tell me about. Not only you know, tips about how to use my TV, but what are the different options that I might be having, or maybe turning me over to other people on the web, other partners who might be willing to offer me other services. So I think the issue with personalization is that you have to talk about, are you personalizing at one point in time? Are we trying to personalize a continuous flow of interaction? How much do we know, or how much do you know about me or about my customer segment? And then there's always this question that we get into, which I've sometimes heard is called the ick factor. It comes on other different letters about privacy and about the right not to be personalized, or the right to be forgotten. And so I think personalization is only one data point in a much larger conversation.
So many thanks to Jeff Bock for joining us today and helping us think about some of these trends in web content management and digital experience. And for more on content management, you can always check out searchcontentmanagement.com. Till next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz. Thanks for joining us.